This is the very echoey sound of a large number of people standing inside the Rotunde in Birmingham, a floor three, if you really want to know, that you can't get access to normally. The guy literally had to take apart the control panel in the elevator to get us to this level, and now we're in here. It's very dark and dusty, and it's concrete from wall to wall, ceiling to floor, apart from where what sounds like toilet pipes are protruding above us. And I'm standing next to, that's a nice link from toilet pipes to
Dave Kennedy. Cheers, pal.
Your Twitter name?
My art would be at Cherry Sheriff.
You've been involved in Precision 1 and 2, or as it's now called, America Adams, for a while, haven't you?
Yes, that is very true, yes. My mind has been melded with Mike's for many a moon, and it appears to be coming to the forefront again. So when I'm needed, I appear like a ginger dust, and then I shall go back to my nest when I'm finished.
What's your role?
I couldn't tell you. No idea what it's called, to be honest.
Mike's wandered up. What's Dave's role?
Dave who?
Oh, Dave. Yeah, nice one. I've forgotten him already. He's that memorable.
He's right here. He moved a really heavy sofa for us already. That was great.
My skills are often cold.
He slept with Steve last night, so no one else would have to. That was also great. Kind of like, I'd like to say he fell on his own sword, but I think he might have fallen on Steve's.
You're multi-talented then?
I don't know, no one's told me. Can we get to what I actually did? Because I can't remember now.
Oh, what you did is in the past, you're just here.
Yes, and the future, it would appear. Yeah? Oh yeah, we're on the ball. I involve myself with pencils, I involve myself with design elements, illustration, animation, and designed America and her costumes. I didn't design her because she's a real person, but I plopped her head onto a load of clothes and came up with a concept for her gun, which is
We can't talk about.
Which we cannot talk about.
Can you give a little bit of background? Let's pause this because we're just about to do a take. There's going to be a lot of blood splattering up a wall any moment, possibly some gunfire. We'll be right back with you as soon as they call action. I'll record some sound so you can hear what it's like for a film to be shot in your ears
in Birmingham.
It's a very unusual shot of a guy holding up a very large piece of polystyrene as a reflector. It looks like a Mr. Man, Mr. Reflector,
Mr. Mint.
So you don't actually use a pencil, do you? You've got kind of a lot of digital gear, like a Wacom tablet.
I've loaded myself up on the Wacom Cintiq, and I spend my life at a desk coming up with concepts for this and various other stuff. But this is the one I like the most because we did it.
Yeah, and there's a lovely feel to it, isn't there? The time travel, guns involved, the stories behind every object.
Generally, my mantra is, if I wouldn't buy it, then there's no point doing it. So if I don't enjoy this, I wouldn't be here. And I do, so I am.
I've got a laser sight pointing at me. I'm not sure if that's one of Mike's to tell us to be quiet, or one of the actors. Any second now, we might see some blood splatter. That's the nervous soldier talking. Probably shouldn't call him a soldier. What is he? A ranger?
Some form of time ranger, I believe. All will be revealed in time. yeah, sorry about that. He's packed to the gills with every kind of weaponry we could put on him. I just hope he doesn't go off in any way.
Yeah, it's so echoey here that we know that if one of these, because we've got grenades and all kinds of stuff, if they go off, we will be deaf. So there is a certain amount of control over who is in this particular room when it happens. Here we go. I could say, here we go,
yeah,
20, 30 times.
We've been saying that for 4 hours straight.
That's Mike speaking, being very authoritative, telling the non-acting soldier who does actually know a lot about guns and gunnery not to look into the camera. Where can people find you online, just in case we don't come back to this because I've run out of battery or internet?
Generally at Cherry Sheriff on Twitter. I've got a link there to my blog site. But most of the stuff I get to do for work doesn't tend to see the public eye, unfortunately. I'm hoping it will after this. but generally hit me up on Twitter and you'll find whatever I'm up to. So,
so you kind of concept artist, designer, illustrator, cartoonist, animator?
Yeah, whatever is needed for the job at hand, to be honest. Concept design is my love, and I'll always try and bring it back to that, but animation, illustration, anything else.
I'm not massively into tattoos, because I don't have any yet. I was always waiting for the right thing. I saw one you designed for Mike.
Ah, yes.
America, yeah, sitting on a on
relaxing
clock
on a clock face. Yeah, that
awesome.
Could possibly come into play in this episode as well. Subtle hints on the way of future adventures and stuff. But yeah, if you want a tattoo, I can do you one now. I've got a pencil I can lick, and we can get onto it. What do you want? Anything you want?
Anything I want. Anything I want.
How about a butter knife?
If only you, the listener, was party to the conversations we had last night involving butter knives.
Long story for another day.